Hello, hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to my podcast. I'm Dr. Kirsty Seawood, behavior scientist and body image healing coach. Each week, I'll bring to you wisdom and insights from my lived experience and my decade of coaching in the health, nutrition, and wellness space. My gift to the world and to you is how deeply I can see and understand you. You can expect raw, vulnerable, and powerful content. My commitment to you is that I will not hold back. The wisdom I share is to help you cultivate self-awareness, reconnect with your body, deepen the most important relationship you have, the one with yourself, and to help you step into the most radiant and authentic version of you. You are worthy. You are enough. I am so grateful you're here right now. Let's begin. Hello, hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to another episode and another special episode where I'm sharing part two of my breast implant illness and explant journey. I just want to start by saying thank you. The amount of messages of support, of gratitude, after part one of this journey for those who have listened just blew me away. So thank you so much for everyone who reached out, and said thank you for sharing. Thank you to all of the women who were brave and reached out to me to say, hey, I'm sitting in this right now, or I'm beginning my journey, and thank you. And just for reaching out and connecting. And that's why I promised myself to keep speaking into this space. So as I mentioned before, women before me did that for me as I was going through this journey. And I wish to hold the same space for other women who are yet or who are currently going on their breast implant illness and explant journey. So thank you for being brave and reaching out. Today, I'm going to be sharing part two of my journey. So I want to dive into a bit about the surgery, recovery from the surgery, looking at my body for the first time following surgery. Plus also, I've had a few more questions sent in that I want to touch on as well, which are around recovery, some surgery essentials, and just navigating some more of the breast implant illness journey and diving a little bit deeper. So let's start, and I'll start speaking back. I know I ended last episode on talking about the first breath, and it's thank you to the women who reached out and said, yeah, I felt this too after their surgery, because I still am not going to go into it again because I'll struggle to put it into words, that feeling, but it was absolutely incredible. And the other thing that I noticed the moment that I woke up and like the few hours after was I just noticed how dewy and vibrant my skin was, like my complexion, how hydrated my skin was, and just the coloring, like my color tone was so different after surgery, before the surgery, then waking up. So that was another thing I noticed straight up. And a really special moment that I had with my sister the day after surgery. So after my surgery, I actually stayed in hospital for 3 days. I'm so grateful for that because the nurses were absolutely incredible. Because I was going home, living alone, going home solo, I got the opportunity to stay in hospital over the weekend after my surgery. So it was so great to have the nurses there and obviously helping me with the drains, which I'll go into as well. But my sisters came and visited me the day after my surgery. And one of the, again, the most memorable moments after surgery was the first hug I had with my twin sis. And it was the first like heart to heart hug like feeling the first time hugging my sis again and feeling like actually feeling my heart or my chest touch hers was such an incredible feeling. I struggle to put this one into words as well. And this is the thing that when you have implants in, like when I had the implants in, I didn't notice a difference. But once you have them removed, you fully notice a difference in like your breathing, in just how I feel like it just, I felt so much more connected, not only to myself, but through this hug. It was like a deeper connection. And it was, that moment as well, hugging my sister for the first time and feeling that chest to chest hug. And I know as well that I've spoken to women who have had explant surgery, and they say the same thing. Like they say the connection, even with hugs, feels so much deeper. It's just a different energy about it. And also with when I had my implants, I actually lost a lot of sensation in my breast from my implants. So I couldn't feel, I lost my nipples weren't as sensitive. I lost sensation in my nipples, and I also had numbness around the side of my breast and underneath my breast from my implants. So I couldn't actually feel my boobs while I had the implants in, or the sensations. So it was pretty surreal just to wake up and even to feel my ribs again. I know that sounds so, might sound silly, but just to actually feel my body again in its natural state, and to like be able to touch my body and feel, I'm touching my body as I speak this, but to be able to feel like my ribs, and just, it was just such a surreal feeling. And obviously feeling a lot lighter on my chest as well. But yeah, hugging my sister and that, having that heart-to-heart connection was really moving. And I remember we both got like tears in our eyes. And obviously they'd seen me be quite unwell throughout this journey. And so they were proud as well that I'd taken this step. And I think honestly when they walked into the room, they could tell how much this decision had already shifted my energy and how much my body was already thanking me for doing it too. Yeah. And I also want to say, because I had a question come up since my first episode had aired, around were my implants actually ruptured, or were they damaged? Were they recalled? And the answer is no. So the implants I had, they weren't recalled and they weren't ruptured. They came out with no holes, no rupturing. They were completely intact. And this is the thing, like they don't have to be damaged or ruptured to have effects or to experience symptoms of breast implant illness. So I just want to say that because, yeah, from my experience, mine weren't actually ruptured. And they were completely intact. And they came out whole as well. So there was no saline or anything that leaked into my body from the implants. Now, I stayed in hospital for 3 days after for recovery. But I also, one of the things that I noticed as well straight after surgery was my energy. I was blown away at the amount of energy I had. And this is because I had more energy than I'd had in months, right? Because when I was quite unwell towards the end of my, before my explant surgery, I was having to really navigate my energy and save my energy and be really conscious of where I was investing my energy. And then coming out of surgery and in the days following, even though I was recovering from surgery and my body was having to heal, right? Because I'd had the incisions again, so the implants were taken out of the same incisions under my breast, but the incisions were just made slightly larger by my surgeon to get the implants out. So I was lucky and got to use the same incisions. So even though my body was physically healing from surgery, as happens with every surgery, right, I still had all this energy. I had all this extra energy that I hadn't felt in a long time. So recovery for me was I was just blown away at the amount of energy I actually felt and how quickly I noticed the difference and how vibrant I felt. And everyone could sense it too. Like I just said, my sisters, it was like they could just tell from the moment they walked in and saw me how much this surgery and this decision had shifted my energy. And then even the tone in my voice, I remember calling my mum. I actually FaceTimed my mum a couple of times too. And she was like, your tone's different. Your aura's different. It was like, it just shifted from the moment I woke up. So I spent 3 days in hospital and recovering. My appetite was straight back to normal. I was eating well, and started to navigate the drain. So when you have explant surgery, typically what I've seen from my experience, I had drains, and most of the women that I've spoken to before surgery and after surgery have also had drains too. So they basically just filter out all of the liquid. So the drains, they just hang there. They hang below the incision. And there is photos on my highlights of the drains, and essentially you have those in until they have they're discharging a certain amount of liquid each day. So I think they've got to be under 30 mils or something a day. That's just from the top of my memory. So that might not be accurate, but I had my drains in for, one was in for about 9 days and the other one was in for, I think, 13 days. So just under 2 weeks. So, it's just, and you just have to shower with them and everything. And it's just walking around with a bag, holding your drains as well. But it was quite an experience having those, after surgery and navigating those. But yeah, they are part of the experience. And yeah, there is photos in my highlights of what the drains are. And I had a nurse who actually visited my home once I got discharged from hospital, and she visited and would check in on the drains and how much fluid was coming, was draining into them, and then changing the drain bags as well. So I was incredibly grateful and lucky to have the support that I did around me. Now, what was it like to look at my body and my breast for the first time after surgery? This is a big one, and I didn't really know what to expect. I still remember the first time I touched my chest when I woke up from surgery, and like I was saying earlier, it just felt surreal to just feel my body again, and it was like this whole new appreciation for it. It was this deep connected love. So the first time I looked at my boobs or my whole body after surgery was the next morning, and I cried. I think I'm going to get teary now. It was a whole new level of love. And I'd never felt so beautiful. Like, I looked at my body in total awe and of how amazing it was. And how strong and capable it was, and just the love that it had supported me through this. And I fell in love. from the moment I looked at my body, I was full of gratitude for everything that it had done for me and how it had supported me. And my whole relationship with my body changed that day when I looked at myself. It just became so much deeper. I didn't think of my implants. I didn't miss them. I felt so much lighter. I looked at my body and it just looked beautiful, right? Like it was back to its natural state and it looked beautiful. It was pure and natural. And obviously with a lot of bandages and things on, but I'm struggling to put into words again, but I felt beautiful and it was complete, raw, natural beauty. And I fell in love with my body on every level. And I had so much respect for my body and everything that it had done for me to support me through that. I do remember the first time I went bra shopping after surgery and I was with my best friend. And I remember crying in the change room. I went to, I think it was Cotton On, and was buying some bralettes, like little bralettes to wear, some bamboo ones, which I highly recommend, by the way, is the bamboo bralettes in Cotton On. Like they are so comfy, especially to sit on your incisions after surgery. Like they're just really comfy. They're supportive enough. You can sleep in them as well and just wear them throughout the day. And to be honest, I still live in them now. Like I don't really wear any underwire bras or anything now. I pretty much just live in little bralettes and crop tops and things. But yeah, so highly recommend the bamboo bralettes from Cotton On for post-surgery just because they're so soft on your incisions. But I do remember going shopping for the first time, like bra shopping after my surgery with my best friend. I can't remember how long after it was from surgery, but I did cry because it's different, right? You go from having, like I went from pre getting implants, I was a B, like a full B, and then I went to a double D, and then after surgery I was back to a small B. And my boobs sat, obviously after surgery they sat quite deflated for a little while, but I still loved them. I loved my body and everything. So it was quite a shock, like to be trying on bras and seeing how they were fitting differently. But it was also like all the emotions of like, I'm sorry to my body. And yeah, it was like, sorry that I ever put them in. And I'm sorry I didn't love you before, kind of emotions. That's what I'm calling on reflecting now. And my best friend obviously hugged me and we talked through it. And again, I know I mentioned in the last episode as I went into surgery and having those people there that I could really lean on and they could hold the space and hold the space for me to have these emotions and not shut them down, but just let them come up and feel them. And I'm incredibly grateful that my family and my circle that I've had or have been able to do that for me and have allowed me to bring up all these emotions as I've processed this journey. One other thing that really stood out after my surgery, and this photo is also in my highlights on my Instagram if you want to have a look, is the difference in the inflammation in my face. So I posted a photo, I took a photo of the morning of my surgery, and then exactly 1 week later, in the same spot in my bathroom, same time of the day, same lighting, no makeup, and the difference in my face is significant. And I'd seen women before me do this, like get a photo of them before surgery and get a photo of their face after surgery, and always seeing the difference. And then when I saw it myself in my own photos, but then also just in myself looking in the mirror, it was incredible. Like to see the difference and the amount of inflammation that my body was holding on to was insane. Like to see the difference. And again, everyone noticed it around me. But when I was unwell and obviously I was inflamed, it's clear when I look back at photos now of that time, like leading up to my surgery, I look back and my face was like a different shape and my body was inflamed, right? But everyone noticed too after my surgery just how different my face looked. So that was another thing that I noticed post-surgery. From the moment I woke up and the weeks after surgery, I just continued to feel better. And my symptoms were just no longer, a majority of them were just no longer present. Like it took me some time to get back into, like immediately post-surgery, it took time to still rest and recover. But in terms of even my thinking, my mental clarity was so clear. And just noticeably different from the moment I woke up and the days after. Like I remember when I was in hospital after my surgery and I was reading and I was doing things like checking on my business and stuff. And I felt so much clearer. It's like the grogginess and the fog had been lifted from my mind and lifted from my brain. And I had this clear thinking potential. Like that's the only way I can explain it, but everything just felt so much clearer and processing things much faster and not as groggy. I remember that. It took, so yeah, from surgery, my symptoms, my energy levels were there and my symptoms just, I kept feeling better and better and stronger with each progression and each week. And then at the 12-week mark, the three-month mark, I was cleared to go back to exercise. So I had my post-op appointment with my surgeon and I was cleared to go back to exercise and I started just going back to some light resistance training. Post-surgery, prior to that, I was walking from when I got home after being discharged, I was up and I was walking and doing light walks every day. And that's how I really got into walking too. And I still do my morning walks every day now. And what this journey also taught me was, not taught, gifted me, was the insight to see how much I actually really enjoyed low intensity movement as well, such as the mindfulness walks and connecting back with nature. And it gave me an appreciation as well for moving my body in a way that wasn't hammering my body all the time. Like my workouts didn't have to be that high intensity lifting weights all the time. And my body felt really good from doing low intensity activities like walking. So that's something I've really taken away from this too. And I still continue to do each day. So at the 3 month mark, I got cleared to go back to exercise and I slowly eased back into that. And I've only now, like I'm 17 months post-op, so almost 18, a year and a half. And I'm only now really getting back into lifting. So I've been doing Pilates and again, like daily walks, but only now am I really finding that I'm wanting to get back into lifting and that kind of exercise. And by doing weights, I mean like 3 or 4 resistance training sessions a week, but not high intensity, like hammering my body, just doing some high reps resistance training. So it's really shifted my relationship not only with my body but my relationship with exercise as well. It's been a really nice shift. One of the questions I got asked is, what are some of the essentials that I would suggest you have for surgery? And on the top of my list is definitely a button-up PJ shirt. because you're not too limited, but obviously you're a little bit tender as well, still, like where your incisions are and having the drains as well, just under your incision. So, and of course, after surgery, things have moved right, or things have moved in your chest. And it would depend on the placement of where your implants are placed as well. I can't really speak into that. But you do feel a little bit tender. So having clothes where you don't have to lift your arms too much and go over your head, like things you can button up, is really essential. And really, loose fitting clothing, comfy clothing is definitely an essential. So that's like the top of my list is have, it would be the bralettes, like the cotton on the bamboo bralettes, and then a button up PJ shirt. And I had a silk one, which just felt really nice as well on my skin. So definitely a button up PJ shirt. Another question that I had come through is, what would I say to someone who is on their journey to getting implants, like going for an augmentation? Because I'm not against plastic surgery, right? So by me sharing my story, I'm not saying don't do it. I am just speaking on this so in hope that other women can be informed of the risks that can happen as well. So my recommendations is to just ask yourself, why are you seeking to change your body and get breast implants? And just know that, and I speak openly about this, I got them myself to try and feel more worthy, because I was stuck in looking outside of myself for my worth. And what I know to be true is nothing outside of us, whether it's the job, the car, the house, the relationship, the body, will ever make us feel true fulfillment and happiness. It has to come from within. So if you're going for your implant, go on your journey to getting an augmentation, just really ask yourself, why am I getting this? And what am I trying to fill any void here? And just be super honest with yourself. Just be super honest. And like, it's okay to go and get cosmetic surgery. It's just being informed. And that's what I'm here. I believe I'm here as well to bring more awareness to this issue. And there is so much more awareness about it now. There's some incredible women that I know who speak openly in the breast implant illness space all the time and advocate for patients being informed. The other thing as well is obviously to do your research and go to a qualified plastic surgeon. Just do your research and really look into it and do it properly. And then what would I say to someone who may think that they have breast implant illness? The number one thing I would say is to trust your intuition. So ultimately, it was my intuition that told me that I feel it was my intuition that told me that my implants had to go. And I remember waking up at 3 a.m. and holding my chest one morning and just being like, they have to go. And I've said this before, it's like, you know your body best. Like, you know when something's not right. You know when all of the tests, all the blood tests may be coming back in the normal ranges. but you just don't feel right. So trust your intuition and trust that you know your body best and ask the questions, investigate, and just trust yourself, because you're the only one who knows how you're genuinely feeling. And reach out and talk to other women who have been on the journey. Reach out, ask, talk to me, talk to other women, join support groups as you find them. Ask the questions. There was a couple of more questions that came through. So I'm just going to go into those now. And one of them was, how do my boobs compare to my pre-op boobs? And I kind of touched on this before, but my boobs now, do you know what? I looked at photos again as I was coming to this anniversary, and I looked at the actual photos that I submitted to my plastic surgeon. Because you have to submit photos to your surgeon before your augmentation of my boobs. And gosh, I wish I could hug 25-year-old me, because looking at those photos, it just cemented that it was never about my body. There was nothing about my boobs that I had to change. Yeah, and so what do my boobs look like now compared to my pre-implant boobs? They are a similar size. They obviously are a little bit more drooped now because the skin has stretched from having the implants in for almost 5 years. And you know what I love about them now, though? And this is what I guess I missed out on for the period I had my implants, was I love that I can see the changes in my boobs now throughout the different waves in my cycle. It's like, for example, the week before I get my bleed and my periods, they get really full, right? And then the week after my periods, they drop, they like deflate again. And I think it's just beautiful to watch my body do that now. And when I had my implants, I didn't ever notice any changes in them. And because my cycle was also off for a period of that time as well, my cycle was really irregular. So it's really, really nice. And I feel really connected to my body that I can physically now see these changes. In terms of sensations, I am slowly getting more sensation back into my breasts, which is super exciting. I can actually feel the side of my boobs now. Like, I can feel the sensations. And my nipples are much more sensitive again. So I don't know if the nerves are healing. I'm not an expert in that, but I'm definitely feeling more sensation in my breasts again. And I think it's just incredible being able to watch them change around my cycle. And also, I've noticed that they've continued to change. They've probably in the last few months been consistently the same, but after my explant surgery, I reckon my breasts continue to change from like the 3 months to 6 months to like the year after surgery, similar to what happens when you get implants, right? So when you get implants, they say they have this drop and fluff period where the breasts eventually they drop down, and then it's like they settle, right? The implants settle and they fluff out. The same thing happens in explant. So your breast tissue obviously readjusts, it gets resettled. And then it's like they fluff out again. So if you're going through explant surgery now, and I would say give your breast time to resettle, because they do change. And I've got pictures of my recovery and how they look now versus how they looked when I first had my explant surgery, and they've definitely changed. And it's really interesting to watch. But yeah, same thing as when you get implants put in, they do change over time. But I think it's just beautiful to watch how much they change now around my cycle. and to have those sensations back as well. So that's a bit about the follow, like the journey after surgery, the recovery, and how I feel now. I've obviously made some choices post-surgery as well that have really helped me heal my body too and connect to it. So I'm almost at 11 months alcohol-free too. So this journey has not only changed the relationship I have with my body, but also how I show up for my body and look after my body too. So I feel the healthiest version I've probably ever felt in my whole life, to be honest. My cycle is spot on, like it's regular. My hair is the longest it has been in years. Like my hair right now is longer than it was before I even got my implants put in back when I was 25. And it's so much thicker and healthier than it was throughout the time I had my implants in. My skin is great. My energy levels are pretty consistent, and just really normal. My mental clarity is still there. Thyroid markers are good. Overall, I feel honestly like the healthiest version of me. So I can confidently say that my breast implant illness symptoms are healed. And the heal is real. And I've spoken to women, I coach women who have been through explant surgery, and the heal is real, but know that everyone's journey is different. And I'm just sharing from my lived experience and my journey, and give yourself time and listen to your body. It's this journey, if anything, has just gifted me so much love for my body and so much appreciation for what my body's communicating to me and how to listen to it and how to honor it. Yeah, so I'm smiling so much now as I reflect on how I feel, because knowing what it feels like to not feel good, like to feel that unwell and tired and not great, to how I'm feeling now, like so vibrant, radiant. And radiant is a word that my close friends and my family have used to describe like how my aura shifted after the surgery. And I still say it was my bravest decision. And it's also taught me that to trust myself and to trust my intuition and that I can do the brave things. So it's gifted me so much, and I'll continue to speak into this space. And please, if anyone's going through this journey and has any questions, please reach out, because I'm here. And like I said before, women held the space for me, and now I wish to be that for you. So what a journey. Just reflecting on it, I've got a big smile on my face now because, it's been big. And of course, it's come with a lot of unraveling of asking myself the big questions around body image. Where do I seek my worth? What do I hold my worth to? And why did I hold so much of my worth to my external appearance? And why was I seeking all these external validation? Which I think are questions that I'll dive into more in future episodes. But I'll wrap this up by saying, any woman who is listening to this, if you're listening to this and you feel like something's not right, please just trust yourself, trust your intuition and your body, and ask the questions and do the brave things. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. Again, if you've got anyone who you feel may resonate with this episode or may need to hear it, or it could help, please share it. Like, please share it. Send it to them. Screenshot and share this on Instagram and tag me at Dr. Kirsty Seawood. Please share it. I did share a celebration this week in my stories on Instagram too, that my podcast hit over 1,000 downloads this week. And that's thanks to you guys who are listening, and for you for giving me feedback, sending through feedback, for tagging me and sharing it. And thank you so much. I'm so grateful. I'm absolutely loving this space. And thank you for listening to my journey and being here for it, and all the support you continue to show me and all the belief you continue to have in me. I'm so grateful. So I will leave it there for today, and please reach out if you have any questions, any feedback. I hope you have a wonderful day.